Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. So send us a note if you have an idea or just want to say hi. Our email address is indianaweekend@gmail.com. You learn something every day if you live right, you know. For example, you know it's common to find blue jeans that have been stonewashed or otherwise beat up a little so they don't look so, well, so new. Did you know that some people do the same thing to their guitars? Professional guitar players treasure their road-worn instruments, both for the way they look and the way they sound. And vintage guitars, say a 1962 Fender Stratocaster, have a different sound than today's instruments. So Kevin Heffernan, himself a former road musician, has found his niche. He sells vintage guitars out of his Noblesville shop, and he takes new guitars and relics them, which means he turns them into relics. It's good business. His customers include Brad Paisley and the Saturday Night Live band. But the past is more than just business to Kevin.
I've always been an old soul, I guess, you know. I mean, from the time that I was a little bitty kid, you know, Grandpa, can I have your old jacket? You know, that is so cool. It's got the panels on it. I like that. When I was like 12, who does that, you know? So I was always into just old stuff, aged. I hunted arrowheads. I grew up on a horse farm. We had old leather everywhere. It was just, my whole life was just wrapped around that stuff, you know, and I never changed. I mean, I go to flea markets and I buy weird things that I can inlay into guitars. And, you know, I was talking to the guy from SNL today, Saturday Night Live, and he goes, hey, you know how you put that V8 emblem on my guitar you built for me? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I'm kind of looking for something kind of like a lion, something maybe kind of that looks like a lion, like an emblem of a lion or something you put on there. So they'll give me ideas like that. And I'm like always looking for just weird things. You know, sometimes I'll buy them on eBay. Sometimes I'll find them at a garage sale. Sometimes they're at a flea market. You know, it's just fun. It's I enjoy it. And I've got boxes full of stuff at my house, my old shop. I worked in my basement for 8 years. So I left my basement because my wife's like, oh my gosh, you're getting so busy. You've got to get out of here. And we drove down the road one day, you know, the clouds parted and the rays shot down. It's like, there's a building, you know? So we stopped and I called the guy, Gary Tom, great guy. And he goes, well, what do you do for a living? And I said, well, I build guitars. He said, what makes you think you can actually make a go of it here in this little building that nothing has ever worked in this building? He goes, not to, you know, to diss any of the other businesses that I've rented to, but nothing's really ever worked. Why do you think it's going to work for you? And I said, because I've already got a huge customer base. You know, I build custom guitars and I do restoration and repairs, and that's what I do, you know, and I've got some big accounts with some of the major corporations, and the biggest in the world is Guitar Center. I've worked for those guys for 10 years. So they'll send over all their high-end stuff, and I'll do that kind of stuff on the side. So it's not just custom-built stuff. It's restoration. You know, Grandpa's guitar was found in the attic. Can you do anything with this? Well, yeah, I can bring that back. This is a 62,
guitar.
It's a Fender guitar, all right? I took all the finish off of it. I refinished it in nitrocellulose lacquer, which is the original lacquer they used in the 50s and early 60s on Fender guitars.
How is it different working with the folks in Nashville as opposed to New York?
Nashville guys all like big fat necks on their guitars. They like chunky necks, necks that are the size of your forearm. That's just what they like. In New York, they don't. They like thinner necks. In the Midwest, they like thinner necks. And the reason I would say people prefer that in Nashville as opposed to New York or California even, Nashville, for one thing, is just, it's an anomaly. Nashville is a very unique part of the universe because people there play 24/7. They do not stop. They know their tone. Why? Because they play 24/7. There's a lot of tone that comes out of a neck of a guitar. And most people, if you don't build, you don't know that, you know? So
What do you mean when they play 24/7? You mean they're performing a lot?
They don't stop. They play all the time. They never stop playing. They get up and they play. They go to bed and they're playing. And I know a lot of guys down there that are in their 50s that are just amazing. And tell me these guys haven't put in their, you know, 186,000 hours playing guitar. So they must know what they're talking about. And, you know, based on their information, I try to take what they've told me and offer it to other customers, like in the New York area or L.A. area. My guys in Nashville love the big necks. Well, I can't play those big necks, but there's a lot of tone that comes out of those fatter necks. And it was something that they did in the early 50s, that Fender did in the early 50s. The necks were huge, you know, and it's just tech stuff. The guitar players and guitar luthiers would know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I love hearing you say it. Is there a way we can hear one of these instruments, Glenn?
Let me plug something in. Let me play a guitar I built, and I'll give you a little bit of a...
Yeah, cool.
Let me do this, and then we'll do that. There's so many different sounds that they would get out of these things for different reasons. I think some of the earliest guys that were playing the Fenders, especially the Stratocasters, were like guys that I like were like Bob Wells, you know, doing House of Blue Lights.
Texas Swing.
Yeah, I love that. And who would have thought? And then, of course, Buddy Holly, you know, he started playing rock on. It's like, wow, there's a country guitar that now they're playing rock and roll on. And you know, it was just such a, I don't know, it was such a period throughout the course of American music that was transitional based on really just a few different guitars.
Oh, it breaks my heart to see those stars smashing a perfectly good guitar. I don't know who they think they are smashing a perfectly
Kevin Heffernan, vintage guitar dealer in Noblesville, owner of Center Stage Vintage Guitars, which is also their website.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think. Email us at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Kevin Heffernan, owner of a vintage guitar store in Noblesville, has built or worked on instruments for the Saturday Night Live band, Carrie Underwood, Merle Haggard, Emmylou Harris, and others. Some of his biggest fans appreciate what he can do with a new guitar. This involves a verb you may not have heard before. He will relic a guitar, meaning make a new instrument play and sound like a classic. The day I stopped by, one of the shop's regulars was there.
My name is Ernie Naku. I'm a fan of Kevin Heffernan, as much as I hate to say it.
Right. He probably has about, 10 of my custom guitars I've done?
Well, he doesn't know the ones that I stole from the shop, but yeah, I thought there's probably 10.
It was you the whole time. Yes. I knew it.
I'm not a great player, but I'm a collector. And
you were talking about the idea that you can take a brand new guitar and it just doesn't feel right.
There's a mojo to guitars that guitarists can feel, especially when you pick it up, play it, and when you buy a new guitar, it's kind of cold. It's cold, it's new, it's rough when you try to play it. So if you got something new that you like and you want to make it feel like it's been played for 30 years and you don't have $60,000 to spend on a 60s Strat
or 30 years
or a 50s Tele or whatever, you can bring it over to Kevin and say, hey, I want this to feel like a 30, 40, 50 year old guitar.
And you've done that, and you get your guitar back, and...
It feels like a 30, 40, 50-year-old guitar. Very smooth. A lot of the finish has typically been removed, so it resonates much better, because a lot of the new guitars have a very thick finish on them, because it's all about looks. But when you get to the point where you feel like you need tone, and you want to have a guitar that's very... I don't know what you call it, Kevin. It's just... Yeah, but it's very smooth. You know, it's just very, it's a very comfortable thing to grab a hold of. It doesn't scratch you. It doesn't feel horrible. It's very smooth when you're playing guitar.
You collect guitars, acoustic as well, or just okay.
Acoustic, electric.
There's been some retrospectives about the Beatles, and we're looking at the instruments that they were playing. Do you ever watch any of the shows like that and think, I'd like one of those, or I've got one, or anything?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that vintage feel. And everyone talks about the sound is, you know, nothing sounds like a 62 Strat. Well, that's probably true. But part of that sound is the fact that it has that wear and the wood is old. And Kevin's found a way to make newer things feel and sound that way. And it's a very rare trait. It's a very rare talent that's difficult to find. And people have found him. Guy plays Saturday Night Live lead guitar. You see him in the background all the time. He's plays Kevin's guitars.
When I was a kid, everybody wanted a Stratocaster, Fender Strat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's always a favorite. When you watch Pink Floyd and you watch Gilmore up there, you know, it's just, you're just in awe. And you can't get that sound from anything else.
And people talk about the difference in sound between Gibson and Fender.
They're different uses. Gibson's there with the balls. AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, you know, that type of thing. And Strat's there with the blues, Jimmy, you know, all the
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, all the jazz and blues and the rest of them.
Music is about stories. I mean, you think, you hear a song and you think about where you were, what you're doing, you know, when you were 17 years old.
Everybody's got a story, you know, when it comes to music or when it comes to guitars.
Okay, Kevin is kind of famous for his relics. And that's the process he has for taking a newer guitar, or even an older guitar, and making it feel very vintagey, very old, without costing you $60,000.
Cracks in the finish, nicks,
just the sheer wear of the guitar. That is good wear that makes it play right. And I had Kevin probably relic 5 or 6 or 10 of my guitars by that point. But I wanted something that was really just beat to death. And it's hard to understand unless you're a guitar guy. But I brought him another guitar and I said, I want you to beat this thing just to death.
Submission.
Yeah. And I want it to play perfect. I want it to sound amazing, but beat it to death. I gave it to him and he gave it back to me and it was a little bit more than I thought, and than he used to do. But then I brought it back to him, and I said, "Dude, this sucks. Okay, this is like all the other ones you did. I want you to kill this guitar.
I want no paint left on
it. I want no paint left on it. I want it to look like it's been dragged through Chicago.
I sandblasted it."
And I gave it back to him, and when I came back, he gave me a guitar, and you'd have to see it. That looks like something from Alien. There's no finish left. It's completely worn out, beat to death, dragged.
Like driftwood.
It looked like driftwood, and that's what we call it, driftwood.
Yeah.
But it plays amazing sounds like a 1960 Strat.
So there are players out there who may have had a guitar since they're 12 years old or something like that, or they may need something, but it's like a pair of jeans. You don't want to wear a crisp set of starched blue jeans out.
Yeah, that's not appealing to anybody. I really kind of akin them to a pair of old worn-out cowboy boots, hence.
Yeah.
They just feel good. They look good. They're broke in. They've got serious patina on them. You know, they just drip with, I love these so much that I just do not want to take them off. I love this guitar so much. I played all the finish off the neck, all the finish off the body. I've sweated on it for 30 years. It's just, it's rusted and I love it. And that's what I try to create.
Who are the people you deal with? You must have a national clientele, right? This isn't just people on 10th Street in Noblesville.
Well, I actually got hooked up with people in Singapore and the Netherlands and Ireland. I've done stuff for Spain, all over the world. You can type in KLH Guitars and still pull up stuff I've done with guns inlaid in them, rattlesnake skins. And I love that stuff. The more out there you get with it, the more I enjoy doing it. And right now I'm doing a kind of a new series is sort of an industrial arts steampunk, if you will, which I don't really like that term, but it's a guitar that's got like a lot of wires and copper and rivets and leather. That's my next phase I'm going to now.
That's Kevin Heffernan, owner of Center Stage Vintage Guitars in Noblesville, and before him, customer Ernie Niku. For more information, you can check out centerstagevintageguitars.com.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Talking today with Kevin Heffernan, a custom guitar maker and vintage guitar dealer in Noblesville. He has customers in New York and Los Angeles, but seems to spend a lot of time around Nashville.
So you've spent some time in Nashville. How did you get hooked up with those folks?
Well, it was kind of funny. We were on our way back from Florida. We've been going down to the Gulf for, boy, I don't know how long. And I told my wife, I said, well, let's stop at Gruen Guitars in Nashville. Gruen Guitars is like the holy grail of vintage guitar stores. I mean, you know, $5 bazillion worth of vintage guitars. So we stopped in, and I'm walking around, looking around and stuff. And I told my wife, I said, I'm pretty much, you know, cut to the quick kind of person. What is it you're looking for? Well, for me, when we stopped in Nashville, I said, I want to hear the best guitar players I can hear tonight. It was a Friday night in Nashville. And so I walked up to the one of the employees at Gruen's, and I said, where can I hear the best guitar players in Nashville tonight? And he goes, well, I would go see the Don Kelly Band. And I said, okay, Don Kelly Band. And where are they at? And he goes, they're right beside Jack's Barbecue. It's called Roberts. And he goes, he's been playing there. He's a Nashville icon. He's been playing there for 20 years, and he always has the best guitar players. He's had Johnny Hyland. He's had Brent Mason, Red Volkart, Jeff Garris, Guthrie Trapp, J.D. Simo. Now he's got Daniel Donato playing with him. And I said, I when I went down there, Jeff Garris was playing with him. And I remember walking into the club, and there was this guy, where I think he calls him a riverboat captain's hat, you know. And there's this guy on stage, you know, he's got his kind of goatee thing working here. And they were just tearing up like Working Man Blues by Merle Haggard or something. And I'm looking at the guitar player, and he's just like just wailing, playing like a bazillion notes a second. And I just, my jaw just dropped when I walked down. I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. This is, I've never heard, seriously, people play like this, you know? And they didn't really play with a pick. He would use like his fingers, you know, like finger picking. But it was sort of a Don Rich, who played guitar for Buck Owens. They really study the old school country pickers. You know, Albert Lee, that played with Emmylou Harris, and Ricky Skaggs is an amazing guitar player. But this particular night, this guy was playing this old beat-up Telecaster, and I walked down looking at that thing going, that is the most beautiful guitar I've ever seen. Well, I'd been building aged guitars before I ever went there, and they were in between songs, and I had to talk to this guitar player. So I like walk up beside the stage, and the stage at Roberts is about 3.5 feet tall. You know, so I'm like looking 8 feet up in the air, trying to talk to this guy going, hey, how you doing, man? Great guitar playing. I shook his hand and I said, hey, I'd like to talk to you on break. And he goes, oh, okay. And I said, how old's that guitar you're playing? And he goes, it was a Fender Telecaster, you know. He goes, oh, it's an 82. And I go, but there's no finish left on it. What happened to all the finish? And he goes, oh, I got to play some more. So they started back up. Anyway, he goes, well, go over there and sit by my wife. She's sitting right over there. And then I'll come talk to you when we're done with the set. And I said, well, great. So I went over and I sat down and I introduced myself to his wife, who I had no idea who she was. She was a sweetheart. Most everybody in Nashville is so cool, you know. And he came over and sat down, and I told him, I said, well, I'm Kevin Heffernan, and I'm out of Noblesville, Indiana, and I build custom guitars, vintage-looking custom guitars. And he goes, well, do you have anything you've done? And I go, well, I didn't bring it with me because I didn't know I was going to be, you know, on a sales trip here. And he goes, well, I'd sure like to see some stuff you've done. And I said, okay, well, I'll come back down and bring something with me. So he said, well, that'd be great. And shook his hand and walked off. Well, I came back a month later and I brought a couple guitars with me, and I dropped one off to him, and he goes, well, this is the craziest looking thing I've ever seen. I had car parts on it and lug nuts for control knobs and a stick shift for the selector switch and, you know, and car emblems on it and stuff. And he totally loved it. And he said, well, that is the coolest looking guitar I've ever seen. And I said, well, hey, why don't I just leave it here with you tonight? And he goes, well, you don't even know me. And I said, well, yeah, I do. I met you a couple months ago when I was here. And he goes, well, yeah, but you don't really even know me. And I said, I know where you work. I trust you, you know? So that's kind of how I did it. I just went down and just, like, you know, I'm pretty shy and I don't talk much, you know, so.
Name the songs that we, and associate them with the guitars.
Okay, one that always stands out in my mind was the reason I started playing guitar in 1968 or 69, whenever Woodstock was Alvin Lee, and he played a song called I'm Going Home. He played in a band called 10 Years After. He was playing a Gibson, which had humbuckers in it. He was playing a Gibson ES-335 that he'd hot-rodded. There was nothing stock about it, but his sound and his tone was just so inspiring to a young person. I mean, I was 13, 14 when I first heard that, and I thought, wow, why do I feel weird when I listen to this music? It's like I just get this feeling like I'm just so inspired by listening to this. It's just happy, and it's, you know, it's energetic, and it's just full of life, and I just really, really, really fell in love with it, you know? I mean, that and then Hendrix, you know, Crosstown Traffic was always one of my favorite Hendrix songs. And he played a Strat, a Fender Stratocaster. Nothing special. He played a stock guitar. I mean, it was bought off the shelf. But the way they built him then, the wiring was different. The paint was different. The control pots were different. The capacitors were different. Everything was different about him.
You are a really happy person. This is
my job. I love my job.
It's these it's the beauty of the instruments. It's the beauty of the sound.
If you don't have a passion for what you're doing, nobody's gonna be receiving any passion from what it is you're trying to sell, you know? And I'm really not trying to sell anything. I just love what I do. I enjoy what I do. And I hope I do it until I'm in my 80s. You know, I'm pushing 60. And I'm just getting started.
Kevin Heffernan, owner of Center Stage Vintage Guitars in Noblesville. And so that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note, make it a whole note or even an arpeggio at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.